I sell or store my grain? What kind of weather patterns will we experience this year? On Friday, January 28th, First Bank Hampton will be hosting our annual Agricultural Outlook meeting, and I, Kent Mullenbeck, would like you to join us. Chad Hart of Iowa State University will be speaking on the grain market future, followed by Andrew Pritchard, a senior meteorologist with Nutrient Ag Solutions. To make a reservation or to learn more about our Agricultural Outlook meeting, call us at 641-456-4793. First Bank Hampton is a member of FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio On The Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues that affect our area. And now, here's today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program.
Today's guest on our First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is Chad Hart with Iowa State University, as we are going to talk about the agricultural meeting taking place this Friday by First Bank Hampton. That'll be from 9 a.m. to noon. If you are interested in this meeting, you can call 641-456-4793 to make reservations. And Chad, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure to be with you today.
So let's begin. Kind of give us your background, I guess, before this meeting. Just kind of tell us who you are and what your background is.
Sure. Well, I'm an agricultural economist at Iowa State University, and I guess I've been doing this meeting for the bank there for the past few years. Usually they have myself come up and talk about the agricultural markets, and then oftentimes they'll have either an Iowa State climatologist or a climatologist from like USDA come up and talk about agricultural weather and how that's impacted things as well. And so the meeting we've been doing the past few years there in Hampton, and so, you know, it's a good time to meet with local farmers and discuss not only what they went through this past year, but sort of what we see as we look forward for the upcoming year.
So you've been doing this for a few years. How has the turnout been, and how many farmers have been, you know, coming to these things here in years past?
Oh, I'd say over the past few years, you know, typically the crowd's anywhere between 20 and 50. It varies from year to year. Of course, we couldn't have it last year because of the COVID crisis. So, you know, this is trying to bring this meeting back together again. So I'm hoping for a good turnout as we look out this year.
And, of course, Chad will be joined by Shannon Latham, member of the Iowa House of Representatives, and Andrew Pritchard, a senior meteorologist, speaking about weather expectations for the upcoming growing season for farmers. Again, we are talking with Chad Hart. He's the agricultural economist with Iowa State University, as he's been at the First Bank Hampton meetings here in years past. Again, I do want to mention, if you are interested in that meeting, you need to make reservations by calling 641-456-4793, as that meeting will be held this Friday, January 28th, from 9 a.m. till noon. Again, 641-456-4793. So, Chad, I don't want to obviously have you tell us too much about what's going on, but like I ask a lot of other people, can you kind of tell us what's going on during this meeting without actually telling us what's going on at this meeting?
Well, sure. Well, like I say, from my perspective, I'm there to talk about the markets, and I'll describe it this way. What we're seeing in the agricultural markets, they are very strong prices brought on by, you know, some weather issues that we've had out there, along with very good demand for our agricultural products. And so we'll talk about the reasons why that is and, you know, how those factors might be changing as we look forward over the next 12 to 18 months.
And I guess speaking of those prices, I mean, how does that look vaguely anyway right now as we are here in January 2022?
As we're looking here in January, you know, 2022, we've got really strong prices on the board right now. I mean, we're looking at corn prices in the $6 range, beans in the teens right now. So it's a very strong place for farmers to be in. And that's some of the strong, you know, those prices are some of the strongest ones we've seen over the past 10 years or so. Looking forward, I think, you know, there's this common joke in agriculture that the cure for high prices is high prices, because those high prices do tend to erode demand over time. When you get prices this high for this long, it does tend to slow down the usage of the crops. People find alternatives that they can utilize that are a little bit cheaper. And we're beginning to see some of that erosion, but we'll talk about how that's happening, where that's happening, how it might be prevented as we move forward as well.
Some other topics that you'll be covering as well: world supply and demand, trade agreements, weather patterns with meteorologist Andrew Pritchard speaking about weather expectations. I guess one more question I had for you, Chad, kind of my own personal information. Obviously, Iowa saw a drought this past summer, 2021, one of the worst droughts you've seen in recent time, but farmers were surprised. I mean, they seen a good crop considering the circumstances. Can you just kind of elaborate on if you saw the same thing, I guess, yourself?
Yeah, we definitely did see, you know, a surprising crop this year. I said that in talking with farmers, the four most popular words I've heard so far this past year were better than I expected, because, you know, we had drought conditions basically throughout the entire year of 2021, and yet by the time it was all said and done and looking at USDA's numbers for the 2021 crops, we end up staring at the best yielding corn and soybean crops the state of Iowa's ever seen. And that is with, you know, the state still dealing with drought conditions, as we have across a good chunk of the state still today is under abnormally dry to some moderate drought conditions as we look out there. And so that was very surprising, just because normally when you see drought, we tend to see fairly substantial cuts in yield as we look across the state. We did not this past year. And, you know, that's where, you know, the other speakers will talk about how, you know, when we're looking at the weather conditions we had, we did find timely rain. While we did not have a lot of rain, the rain, when it did come, came at just opportune times to make the crop as big as it was.
Yeah, like you mentioned, the four words you heard most, better than I expected, and I understand that coming from a farming family, it was better than expected considering the drought conditions. Again, we are talking with Chad Hart with Iowa State University and agricultural economist there with ISU, talking about the annual Agricultural Outlook meeting with First Bank Hampton coming up this Friday from 9 a.m. to noon, a catered meal afterwards as well. If you are interested in this meeting, you need to call First Bank Hampton at 641-456-4793 to make reservations. Chad will be joined by others as well, including Shannon Latham with the Iowa House of Representatives and also senior meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. And Chad, before we let you go today, anything else you'd like to add?
Look forward to the meeting that we're having there on Friday. I know for myself, this is what we call our busy season when it comes to agricultural meetings, and so I appreciate each and every time getting out into the local community and meeting with our farmers. And so as we look forward to this meeting on Friday, luckily it looks like the weather conditions are going to be pretty good for us when we look out there, and hopefully we can have a good discussion there in Hampton on Friday.
And let's get rid of this cold snap. So, Chad, I appreciate the time. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
All right, Chad Hart on our First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program.
Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton. First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com and click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher.
If you're involved in agriculture, I'd like to invite you to attend our annual Ag Outlook meeting on Friday, January 28th. Hi, this is Bruce Harris with First Bank Hampton. We have Chad Hart with Iowa State University speaking about the futures of grain markets in the upcoming crop year. And Shannon Latham will be speaking about legislative issues and how that will affect farmers and Iowans in general. The meeting will begin at 9 and end with a catered meal from Rustic Brew at 12 o'clock. If you'd like to join us for the Ag Outlook meeting, please call First Bank Hampton at 641-456-4793 to make your reservation. We look forward to seeing you there. First Bank Hampton, a member of FDIC and an equal housing lender.